Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Six Pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six Pack today. Slew of injuries at the quarterback position in the National Football League. With that in mind, the six healthy and available quarterbacks, best six healthy and available quarterbacks right now. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I'm going to go with Jordan Love at number six. Jordan Love has had a heck of a start to the season. He hasn't thrown a pick yet. I think the defense, because of Micah Parsons, is getting all the headlines there. But Jordan Love's having a sneaky good start to the season.
He's having a really good start to the season. He's had a really good last 14 games or so. Hasn't thrown a pick in 10. I got him higher. Six is Malik Washington. No, I'm just kidding. Six for me is Baker Mayfield. Yeah. And I thought about having him a little higher, but... and he's certainly spry, but I can't say he's in his athletic prime. I'm also looking at the totality of these situations. They're dealing with some serious injuries on the offensive line. I think the scope of what he can do offensively is limited right now by the personnel issues. You know, like Godwin's not back yet around him.
Abuka's really good.
Yes, he is. But this guy is a gamer. He's a dog. I put him at six.
Number five.
I mean, this might seem crazy to some, but again, I'm looking at the totality of the situation that the quarterback is in. I put Patrick Mahomes at five. There's no downfield pass game whatsoever. There's no intent. He's athletic enough and smart enough that he's sustaining their offense with his legs and then connecting with the Kelseys and the Hollywood Browns of the world and the MVSs when there's a little something there, but there's just not much there and there's not going to be much there for a little while moving forward. I think they have major personnel problems. I'm not sure the offensive line is, I mean, I think it's better than what they showed in the Super Bowl. I don't know that I'm going to sit here and say it's an uber strength or anything like that. So I got Mahomes at five.
We're similar. Your six is my five. And it's funny watching Baker Mayfield. You wonder, could he have become this guy in Cleveland? And if he did become this guy in Cleveland, how good could the Browns be with an actual quarterback? Because that guy's a dog. And quite frankly, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, he's a winner. So I have him at five.
Number four.
And your five is my four. I have Patrick Mahomes. I got him there because he's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
But... It's a tough watch right now watching that offense.
It's brutal.
It's just he makes plays because of who he is, and he'll make. And by the way, at some point this season, there's a defender's going to knock him out because him taking the shoulder
to
guys, like him shoulder shimmying people, that's going to cost him at some point.
Is.
But yeah, because of who he is, I've got him at four.
Four is where I put Jordan Love. Again, this is someone who led the NFL in interceptions the first half of last year. Now he's not throwing any. They don't throw for the volume of passes that you would maybe ideally want if you're a fantasy football guy, but his efficiency, what he does with those opportunities, the explosives to multiple people, anybody could catch a pass from this guy over 25 yards. They could activate his legs more if they want. He's a unique athletic player, and he's in the hands of someone who really knows what to do with him in LaFleur. I think he's going to get MVP consideration this year.
Are you surprised, before we go to Bowen, you mentioned the leg part of it, that they don't have him run more, that he doesn't run more? I don't know.
They talked in the offseason about it happening more this year. I mean, it hasn't yet. These have been two comfortable wins. I still think there'll be times where it does, but it's probably for the best that it less than more, I guess.
Bowen?
I'm going to go with Ken. I really like Jordan Love, and by the end of this season, he very well could surpass and be even higher, but right now, Baker Mayfield's coming off a 40-touchdown season. He completed over 70% of his passes. Baker Mayfield is a damn good quarterback, so I give him a little edge over Love right now, so that's why I go with Ken.
I wonder if our top three are the same, but we're doing these six.
It's the same three guys, just a matter of what order. Yeah, I think it's the same.
Yeah, it's the six healthy and available quarterbacks, six-pack, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Justin Herbert.
I think Dylan Beavers just hit a bomb. He did.
Ugh.
Yeah. Beaver bomb.
Beautiful. Back-to-back days.
Yeah.
Three is where I put Justin Herbert, although I thought about putting him at two. He's got to do it in big games. He's got to do it against playoff-caliber teams, although week one in Brazil was a playoff-caliber team. So there's some things that, you know, he'll never get over in the regular season. But you look at his decision-making, the combination of arm strength and ball placement and the way he sees the field and what he can do with his legs. I mean, it's the total package. It's got to manifest itself again in bigger spots. I get it. But I got him at three.
We are simpatico, Jason. I can't believe if I would have went first, I would have said, I can't believe I have a guy at quarterback who has Greg Roman as his offensive coordinator. Who is chucking the ball all over the yard the way that Justin Herbert is. He looks awesome so far this year. Quentin Johnston looks like a dude. Keenan Allen looks reinvigorated. Now that he's back with the Chargers, I have Herbert at three.
Number two.
Josh Allen's my two. Josh Allen is he's a monster. We saw it firsthand week one. If not for a certain fellow that practices in Owings Mills, he'd be the best quarterback on the planet. And if people weren't twisting themselves into pretzels, he would have won his third MVP a year ago. But Josh Allen, he's great. He's two.
Yeah, he's a combination of power, size, speed, accuracy, everything you want. He's a competitor. He wants to win. He hates to lose. He's willing to give up his body to make things happen. His supporting cast is not loaded with all pros or anything like that. He's truly special. He shouldn't have been the MVP last year. Yep. And it really shouldn't have been close, but I got him at two for a lot of obvious reasons.
Number one.
Lamar Demetrius Jackson,
yep.
The greatest quarterback on the planet right now. And again, it's going to be interesting as we've seen so many injuries. And look, there's a lot to be played and all that. But how this thing shakes down, and we talked about Zay Flowers in the open. And I think Lamar and Zay might be thought of as a real, a very different special way as we get into this season. And if the Ravens are able to keep this offense relatively healthy, he's going to keep rewriting the record books. And just dismantling the record books.
He's the all-time leader currently in passer rating and the all-time leader in rushing by a quarterback. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy how good he is. And I'd love to get Bill Polian's thoughts on Lamar Jackson around this time, because, of course, remember...
running back.
Yeah, he wanted him to switch positions. But, yeah, it's Lamar Jackson.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had the same top three.
I thought we would.
Bone likes the bottom half.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Baker did throw 40 touchdowns. Bone does like the bottom half. That's not breaking news with the Bone. Speaking of Bone, you got any YOLO stuff, Volo, coming up?
I got kickball tonight.
Is that indoor? That's outdoor?
No, it's outdoor. It's at Patterson.
Is that on a turf field? Is that on the re-sodded Utz? Or that's on a...
I doubt
that's it. That's a dirt infield? What is that?
I don't know if it's on dirt or just a grass field. I don't know. And then we got Flip Cup afterwards. But yeah, game's at 7:30.
Is Flip Cup just an excuse to drink, or is that an event as well?
No, it's part of the standings. So if you win, you get 2 points. If you win the kickball game, you get 2 points. If you win Flip Cup, you get one. Hmm. And the trophy for Volo, they give you a boot. So you could win kickball, get a boot for that. But if you win Flip Cup, you also get a boot. So
you could boot. You could win the double, as they would say.
You could be a bad kickball European team, football. But maybe you're great at Flip Cup and you still win a championship.
That's a lot. You got a lot to root for, and you got a lot to be excited about there, Bone.
Assuming it doesn't get canceled.
Now, is your team crawling with randoms, or do you know most of these people? As you would call them randoms, I think the term's offensive myself.
That is very weird. Yeah. I don't think anyone thinks that that's an offensive term. But
I think they do. I should probably put a poll up.
I've never heard anyone.
What's the random to you? That. That's just through your worldview. They're not random to everybody.
Yeah, they're
not
random, and I am random to them.
I don't like it. No. I don't like that kind of talk, Bone.
Bone, can I get back to what's the boot thing? What is that?
The boot's the trophy. So
okay. And everybody that drinks out of the boot, I guess.
Correct.
That's correct. Is it a nice trophy or is it
like a cowboy boot?
Yeah. Yeah. Very similar. I only have one boot from softball. We won 1 year, we lost in the championship twice. And
does everybody get like a mini one?
No, it's just
to care for their own. Nah, so where does it stand?
One.
So two people don't even know each other. Who gets to keep it at their house? Do you have a drawing?
Well, I knew everyone on that team.
So who kept it? Who kept the boot?
Matt Boyd. He was so on the grease.
It's at Matt Boyd's house.
Yes.
Is he the one who's banned?
No, that's
does
Robbie.
He display it prominently? Yeah. Is it like something he's proud of?
Yeah, I think it's on his resume. Say that we won it all in 21 or 22.
He puts it on his LinkedIn page?
Yeah, it's something you got to flex.
Stop.
LinkedIn page?
Who's playing?
Bone.
This is so not my world.
Yeah. Whatever. We're old, Jason. Like,
are you being serious?
No, I'm not being serious.
I just, with these kids, I don't know. I don't know. Like, other interest.
Yeah.
2023 Volo
boot winner.
And drinking / kickball.
Yeah. Is this cup in hand softball. Kickball?
No, this isn't cup in hand, unfortunately. This is just normal kickball because they didn't have cup in hand on Wednesdays.
That's a shame. Yeah. Bone. Coming up next, though.
What's your team called? Do you have a little nickname?
Yeah,
are you and the Randos? You should be the Randos.
Yeah, the Randos a good one.
It's a good question. I don't know what I'm assuming it might be the Pat Groves. That's usually our go-to.
What is that?
What's that in reference to?
It's a guy, Pat Grove, who is on our team. We just named our team after him. That goes back to college.
Okay.
We are the Pat Groves.
Okay.
We are the Pat
Groves. Great name. Northern Exposure coming up next, and Joe Burrow's going to miss at least 3 months as he has surgery on his turf toe. How much should Zach Taylor be taking the blame on this? Northern Exposure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Next here on The Fan.
It's unfortunate that this happened, but again, that's part of football, and that's what's going to happen. Guys are in the pocket. Guys are moving around. I don't know how a turf toe injury fully happens, how you got to get hit or stepped on. I know that potentially he could have been clean for 99% of the game, and the one play is where this happens. And so I get it. I understand where people are going to come from. It's going to be very attacking of us and our style of play. That's got us to a Super Bowl and an AFC Championship and two division titles and won a lot of games for us. So we're always evaluating how we can protect our players and put them in the best position possible. So I take accountability for that. And if people want to blame me for putting them in a position, I'm fine taking that.
Zach Taylor says, blame me for Joe Burrow's injury. I don't think he really thinks you should blame him. I would blame Mike Brown, but alas, you don't want to spend any money on offensive line. But do you think Zach Taylor's to blame for Joe Burrow?
I mean, I don't think he's to blame, but I think that clip I find very interesting because he's giving you part of the story about, he's giving you all the positives about the way they play. But you know what? When you live in empty without having a very good offensive line, and when everybody knows you're an 11 personnel 85% of the time like McVay, except he usually does have an offensive line, and you've got a quarterback who's athletic, unlike McVay's, who's going to lean into some hero ball stuff, and you don't really protect him from himself much at all, and you don't have the kind of quick hit game that a lot of people thought you would by now, and you don't run the football?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, he's good. Like, that's part of the story. We made this Super Bowl and we beat these guys in Arrowhead. Oh, yeah. And our quarterback has only come into a year healthy one time this year, right? And 2 weeks into the season, he's done for the year. Like, and we had to have Browning finish the season the year before that. And he was playing through something the year before that. And he's already talking about his football mortality. And have we adjusted a damn thing in how we spend our money? No, we spend it on guys who catch the ball from him, not guys who block for him. And have we changed our spots? No, we're in 11 personnel empty as much as ever. So I think you got to tell the whole story. And the whole story is their style of play is not conducive to keeping a quarterback upright. That's part of the equation.
That's part of it, for sure. And following their Super Bowl loss to the Rams, where Aaron Donald just absolutely wrecked that game, they went out and they spent a lot of money and they tried to improve the offensive line, but they did it poorly. This has been one of the worst offensive lines in football since Joe Burrow's rookie year in 2020. And Jason, you've been comparing Burrow to Andrew Luck, and the numbers kind of bear it out, where Luck, he was pressured on 28% of his dropbacks, Burrow 27%. But Burrow, he's been sacked a lot more than Luck at this point. Luck, 174 times he was sacked through six seasons. Joe Burrow, 201, and his sixth season just began.
And Andrew Luck,
he's taking a lot of
hits. You stood next to
hits.
Andrew Luck at training camp without his pads on, and you were like, this guy's a big,
massive
bleeper.
Massive.
He's more like a Josh Allen than a Joe. Like, Joe Burrow is not Andrew Luck. And both got hit too much. And again, I don't know how to get a pie chart and divvy up this much is on the owner, this much is on the coach, this much is on the OL, this much is on the quarterback himself. But here's what I know. The confluence of all these things year after year after year after year has been bad for their quarterback's health. That's what I know.
I want to get back to the fact that, you know, we heard all offseason, well, they got Chase Brown now, and he blew up the end of last season. So they got a running game. This kid's going to have a massive year, and yet they're throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah, I think they – look, that he that answer, I picked it out for a reason. I think it's very telling. That, to me, is Zach Taylor telling the manager – or the they don't have a gentleman – telling the owner and anybody else, hey, man, I get that people think I'm a little fugazi. I'm going to remind you of what I've done here, doing it my way. And I'm going to keep doing it my way. And you don't want me to do it my way. You can pay me what's left on my contract. I know you hate doing that. I know you hate paying people to go away. And maybe I'll take a year off. Maybe I'll come back as an OC. Maybe I'll be a hot coaching candidate. But like, this is what you hired. I'm an offshoot of that family tree, and that's what I believe in. And you wouldn't have got to a Super Bowl without it. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. That's how I took it. At a moment where he's very much under fire, locally and nationally, that's how I took it.
Does he have the out because he got hurt this early in the season, though? Or do you think he's definitely gone at the end of the year?
Zach Taylor?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how the rest of the season... Like, I think they're still going to have a pretty prolific offense with this Browning character.
But assuming they miss the playoffs and...
I got to see the contract. Doesn't he have a couple years left? He does not like paying people to go away. And he doesn't care.
He never got rid of the old Ravens defensive
Marvin
Lewis. Like,
yeah.
There were years where we thought he was going to get fired, and he never got fired. The Burrow part of the equation, the Andrew Luck thing, like his contract. There's a potential out in 2028, but he's got a lot of money left on that deal.
And to tie up Zach Taylor real quick, it looks like he's under contract through next year.
Yeah,
26.
So I think he would make him. His inclination is usually to make him play out the lame duck year and see how it goes. Now it'll be interesting because Zach Taylor's agent is a bad mama jamba. And they might see the writing on the wall, and that's why I brought. Like, I think he's already telling them, "Hey, man, you got a problem with it? You can set me free. I got 3 months with the kids, and then in January I start getting on a jet and flying around. Knock yourself out. You think these other guys on the staff can do it? Go for it, man. I'm gonna be all right, but you owe me this season, which just got started, and another one. I got you for 2 years." And yeah, I wonder if he can angle his way out, but that's not Mike Brown's style.
Zach Taylor, we've talked in the past about guys who they get another head coaching job. Does Zach Taylor get another head coaching job?
I mean, probably. I mean, he reached the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the right family tree. Nobody's ever won in Cincinnati, so you can't really hold that against him.
No.
Yeah, I think he probably will.
Coming up next, week 4 of the college football season is here. Incredible. Time flies. The calendar, it's really bizarre. Well, it's time for our best bets with our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN. He joins us now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Next year on The Fan. Week 4 of the college football season incoming. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by IA Hall of Famer Tim Murray from VSiN. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the game of the weekend. And I say it's the game of the weekend because I'll be there. Auburn at Oklahoma this Saturday. Anything you like? What do you think of this one?
He's not a name dropper, Tim. He's a game dropper.
I'm a game dropper.
He's a name dropper and a game dropper.
I'm a game dropper.
Dang, that is it. That's a game drop. The Jackson Arnold revenge game.
I was there when he beat Alabama last year, too.
Woo! It's going to be great. That is a really appealing game. I have not bet it yet. I want to see if we get 7 here. I think this is a little bit of a, I don't say overreaction. Oklahoma's looked good. You know, last week I was on the wrong side of that movement. I thought they would be in a sleepy spot, and they were not. They went out and they took care of business in a sleepy atmosphere up there in Philly. I can't wait for this game. Look, I love storylines like this. Jackson Arnold, a ballyhooed recruit, goes to Oklahoma, doesn't live up to expectations. Now he's at Auburn. And, you know, both these teams have had an early test. Auburn went to Baylor and got a nice win and really didn't need to pass the ball, which was interesting. They just kind of ran it down the throat of Baylor back on that Friday night of week 1. And since then, to be honest, Auburn's kind of sleptwalked to their past two opponents. I think they beat South Alabama by like a couple of touchdowns last week. And then Oklahoma, the defense is the real deal. It's real and it's spectacular. And look, Jackson Arnold, as we know, makes the return, but they have an upgrade at quarterback, it seems, in John Mateer over there at Oklahoma. So I'm waiting to see what the market does. I think the market right now really likes Oklahoma, and I understand why. But I want to see if we get a 7 to show up here. We've got some 6.5 slightly juiced towards Oklahoma, so we'll see if we get some public support on Oklahoma. But I would imagine this is going to be a very popular public side, Oklahoma. I think this is going to be a grinder, man. I think Auburn's got some really talented players. Cam Coleman, the kid Singleton they got from Georgia Tech was a big-time transfer. I think Auburn and Hugh Freeze is going to be able to scheme some things up. I agree. I think you picked a great one to go to, Ken. I think it's going to be an awesome game. And I'm hoping it's competitive, and I think ultimately I'll probably be on Auburn.
Mm. Tim, let's get to the Terps. And talking to you in the lead-up to college football kicking off, you kind of like their over-under on win totals at 4.5 just with how their schedule fell. They did what they were supposed to do. They started the season 3-0. Now Malik Washington, he has his first road game at Wisconsin. And we've seen this spread move all the way up to 9.5 points. Do you like the Terps as a live dog here?
It's up to 10 now. I mean, the money keeps pouring in on Wisconsin. I don't love them here. And a couple people that I respect have bet on Wisconsin in this spot. It's a pretty desperate spot for the Badgers because you look at Wisconsin's schedule, and we talked about it during the offseason. Maryland kind of got the schedule lottery in some senses, not having to play the big three. On the flip side, Wisconsin, they've got Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, Oregon, Washington, Indiana, Illinois, and Minnesota still to go. This is the only perceived, air quotes, easy game on the schedule where there'll be a decent size favorite. I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback, right? Is it going to be Billy Edwards, the former Maryland QB? He dealt with
an
injury.
Sounds like it's the transfer of the San Diego.
It could be
Danny
O'Neill, who's not a big fan of Danny O'Neill. I do like their defense, and I think, Tim, the point you mentioned is one that is probably keeping me off this game, which is Malik Washington, who I'm a big believer in, and I think he's a super talented kid. First road environment. It's going to be a pretty good crowd there up in Badgerland. 11 a.m. start, I think, kind of helps. But look, I got some Wisconsin friends. Those people are maniacs. They'll get after it at 5 a.m. to make sure they're nice and loose heading into that 11 a.m. kick time. So, yeah, the betting markets kind of hit this one pretty hard. As right now we sit here, Maryland sitting as a 10-point underdog. Even One Shop nationally has it at 10.5. So, man, it's a lot. If I had to play it right now, I'd probably take the points with Maryland, but I'll probably be on the sidelines here.
I've found myself on UAB games in one way or another.
Oh, God.
In a bunch of different
ways.
God
bless you.
Yeah, and thankfully, I've mostly been on the overs. Bless you, Bone.
Bless you, Bone.
I played this. I don't do it very often. I played this over 69.5. UAB, nice. Tennessee.
Tennessee, I mean, might get there themselves.
Right? I mean, UAB's defense is abject failure. The offense is more than good enough, I feel like, to at least take advantage of garbage time. And yeah, I think Tennessee hangs 50, and I think the other ones are good for 20, but it might be more like 60 and 30. It might go over 80-something, 90-something.
Yeah, this is kind of a typical letdown spot. Because they just had their guts ripped out from their insides last Saturday with Georgia winning that game in overtime. But here's where I say I'm not going to bet UAB. Here's why. Because Josh Heupel is a bully. And in non-conference games against inferior competition, Tennessee obliterates the competition. So I think I mentioned this to you guys last week. Josh Heupel became the head coach of Tennessee in 2021. First game, they played Bowling Green, didn't cover a big spread. Second game, they played Pitt, lost the game outright. Since then, in non-conference games, they are 15-1 against the spread. He destroys inferior competition. So I don't know if this is a situation where they kind of have at it to UAB, but yeah, that's a big number. It has come down just a little bit, but man, yeah, that total, whew, that's a big total, but yeah, I think Tennessee, from what we saw, I mean, heck, they dropped a 72-burger on an FCS team a couple weeks ago, so they could get there themselves with 10 touchdowns. I wouldn't be stunned.
Talking with Tim Murray, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Tim, we gave you some games that we were looking at. Yeah. What's a game that you're looking at?
All right, I got a couple, and a couple of that are ugly. We got to hold our nose. That's what I like to do. I want to go to a game Saturday night, a little off the radar, but you mentioned, Tim mentioned Malik Washington making his first road start as a true freshman. Well, we got another situation like that, except the team with the quarterback who's a freshman is the favorite, and that's BYU at East Carolina, and I like the Pirates here. In this spot, I got 7.5 earlier this week. It's down to 6.5. So let's see if maybe we get a little public love on BYU to push this back to 7. That's going to be a raucous environment down there in Greenville on Saturday night. And look, we're at the point in the season where I could be dead wrong on BYU. Like, this team could be much better than I expect. But the two teams they've played so far, Portland State of the FCS ranks, you beat them 69-0. Nice. And then you beat Stanford. Cool. I mean, congratulations. You beat a Stanford team that can only run the ball, even though they beat Boston College last week. So I do like East Carolina in this spot. I think they're a live dog. I think they have a chance to win this game outright. I think it's going to be a fun one. Should be a really good atmosphere down there at ECU. And Bear Bachmeyer, that is the freshman quarterback that I alluded to. I think that's going to be a bit of a tricky spot. I love sandwich spots. You guys know me. Mm-hmm. I'll give you this one, and this is going to be a hold on to your butt special. Arkansas can score, man. This team with Bobby Petrino as their OC, he's not wearing the neck brace anymore. He should bring it back. But Bobby Petrino as the OC, he's in his bag right now. They lost last week, but it wasn't his fault. They put up some points against Ole Miss. Next week, Arkansas plays Notre Dame. The Irish are coming to Fayetteville. That is going to be a massive event, even though my Irish are 0-2. Still going to be a huge event down there. And now you got to go on the road to Memphis. I think Memphis has a chance to keep this thing competitive. It's going to be a high-scoring game. You look at the total, 62.5. I took 7.5 with Memphis in this spot. And then lastly, I don't know if I can go there. I'll give you another letdown spot. How's Georgia Tech going to respond after beating Clemson? Look, Temple let us down last week. We took the Owls hoot, and they weren't hooting against Oklahoma. I'm going to take the 24. Number of shops out there at 24. This is just a pure situational spot. Georgia Tech off of a enormous victory. If you're Georgia Tech, you can't run Haynes King 20-plus times every game. I imagine they kind of keep him more protected. I'll take the Owls plus 24 in a sleepy letdown spot against Georgia Tech.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, check out the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. We get three episodes a week. We have a YouTube page now, so if you want to see my ugly mug, you can see that over at youtube.com, College Football Betting Podcast. We'll have the episode out shortly on a Wednesday episode, another episode tomorrow, and then Masson 2 every Saturday morning, the College Football Tailgate Show. Make sure you check that out. Much appreciated. And yeah, we'll keep it rolling along. Hopefully we find some ugly winners. Very stinky spot here. And I know this is just for JLC. How about Miami of Ohio, 0-2, catching 2.5 against UNLV. The body clock game, 9 a.m. Pacific time start. Give us the Red Hawks, the boys from Oxford, Ohio.
Talk to me into it.
Tim, thanks.
Right, twist my arm.
We'll see you, boys.
Talk next week. Hey, coming up next, I'm interested to hear this one. Is we talk a lot about stadium behavior at times here on this program, and coming up next, Jason has something to say about stadium etiquette.
I want people to call. I don't want to be the lone wolf on this because I know I'm not the only one who's experienced this. What's the damn number?
410-583-1057.
Yeah, if you've experienced this, call in, because I know you have, because I don't go to that many games anymore.
You want to tease it?
And when I do,
well, you want to tease it.
People standing up in the damn aisles just having conversations in the middle of games all the time, especially if, God forbid, they're giving away something or it's a group night.
Just tease it. We'll get
there.
To
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
People, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Has anyone
sick of it?
That?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's rampant.
410-583-1057. That's next here on The Fan. Orioles lead the White Sox 3-1 in the fifth inning, but this game's
fifth
in Chicago.
Over.
This game's in Chicago, but games that we attend here in Baltimore, and Jason, something's been going on at games you go to lately that's been bothering you, huh?
Yes. Beltway Ben, can we go from the Minutemen to the Misfits, please?
I got something to say!
On Inside Access.
If you're ever lucky enough to have, do people still have the iPods? And it goes from the Minutemen to the Misfits. You're having a good day.
Yeah.
You're having a good day. So, you know, I got a jihad against the O's. I only go to their games when I kind of sort of have to. And it was Loyola Blakefield night last week against the Pirates. They announced 15,000. I'm going to say there was about 6,100 there. And still.
6,100.
That'd be my strategic.
That's quite an even number.
My strategic guess.
You're pulling an abacus for that?
6,100.
You're getting caught up in the minutia. There's nobody there.
Could have said there's
nobody there.
10,000.
There are how many seats in that place? 42,000? There is 7-1. I'm going to say the ratio of occupied seats to open seats is somewhere between 5-1 and 7-1.
Sure.
And it's a competitive game, and Bradish is on the mound, and we're all excited to see that happen. And they got a chance to sweep the Pirates.
Any Pirates fans?
A few.
Okay.
And it's one of these nights where, so I'm there, it's Loyola Blakefield night, it's also Calvert Hall night, it's Johns Hopkins night. So people are congregating.
It was Loyola and Calvert Hall.
It was like other schools. I mean, it was like three other colleges.
I'm just thinking rivals.
There were five different schools there.
Boys
and they're
Latin.
Each bringing several hundred people. So, you know, it's people who know each other. And all over the place, aisle after aisle after aisle, people are just, they'd come back from something, they'd see a person, that person would stand up, and they're having conversations. And it's like it's like a cesspool. It starts spreading. And now I'm looking to my left, and I don't care because that's not getting in my way, but I still think it's an affront to the fan experience. And I see people in other groups standing up there. And so, like, I'm like, hey, it's not a cocktail party. Like, you're at a bleepy bleep game, GD. GD game. Like, what do you think you're doing? And they're so oblivious and they're so wrapped in their conversations. Like, they're like, they don't even think it could be possibly them because I guess they don't think they're doing anything wrong. And the ushers who really, I kind of feel like during a game, what does an usher really have to do other than make sure that somebody's not standing in the aisle?
$5 a night. You know?
Standing in the aisle, isn't that? It's a violation of fire code. It's a violation of sort of the covenant between you let a person see the game they spent their money to watch. Nobody is regulating this
except for me.
Yes.
And like, this is not the first time I've seen it. I feel like it's happening more and more and more. Like, most of the time, they don't want to talk to that person in real life anyway. You probably just want to text them. So even if they're sitting right next to you, why don't you two just text? Or if they're one section over, go sit next to them or just text each other. But don't decide to meet in the middle and stand up in the aisle and have full-throated conversations that extend beyond a half inning of a baseball game. That's crazy to me, and it was happening all over the place, and I see it more and more every time I go to a game, and it blows my mind. But like, the only people who get mad about it are the people, obviously, whose view is obscured by it. Nobody else gets involved. The authorities, in so much as there's authorities at these games, don't seem to think there's anything wrong with it.
You want to hear from people?
Are people that I can't be the only one.
I've got one person calling.
I'll take one. One's better than none.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Mason in Baltimore. Mason, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
How we're doing? Well, it depends what your answer is here. What are you with me?
And JLC, my silver fox spirit animal, I'm with you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me hear you. You've seen this, right? So I haven't, with my work schedule, I haven't been able to get to a game in a year and a half, sadly. Oh. But I work 6 days a week. First of all, I'm 6'3", 250. If you're in my way of seeing the game, it won't be an issue. You'll move.
Right.
Secondly, God bless their souls, and I'm not an ageist. Why do they have 75-year-old pawpaws as ushers at the game?
Come on.
They're not security. They're ushers. I mean,
a lot, and some of those like did it back in Memorial Stadium.
When you need to be ushered back to your station, you probably shouldn't be an usher. thirdly and lastly, I'm with you, JLC.
Thank you.
I rarely get to go to a game if I'm, you know, you're standing around congregating, like you said, and you have these older folk or whatever the ushers may be trying to corral all these people who are trying to. They aren't doing their job.
That's correct.
These people are standing around. We're watching a game. Why are you standing around having a conversation? This is not a coffee house.
Or a cocktail party.
Pickles is across the street. Go to Pickles and have the conversation so I can watch my game.
Thank you.
And be disappointed by Mike Elias and the Baltimore
Ravens. There you go. They did win this one.
Appreciate the call.
They did come back. This was a Sam Basayo, Tommy Pham one. We should go to a game together, and then if this happens, he can stand up, all six of him.
Yes,
and he could. And then if he stands up and says, "This ain't a GD cocktail party," I bet they disperse.
Mason also says,
"And look, these ushers have no problem checking people's tickets all over. Are you sure you're supposed to sit here? You're supposed to sit here? Are you, you have tickets for this section?" But then when somebody in the middle of a game is standing up having an extensive conversation, sometimes it involves more than two people, then we got nothing to say about that.
Mason says, "Will the ushers die already so we can get younger ushers there?"
Yeah. I didn't hear that at all. You're putting words in people's mouths.
Like
a lot of that goes around these days.
Let's go to Seth in Baltimore. Seth, you're on the Fan.
Jason, guys, how you doing today?
Hey.
Jason, there's a word for what... You sound like a curmudgeon, man.
Doesn't sound like a curmudgeon. He is a curmudgeon.
I hope it happens to you the next time you go to a game.
It's like, no, it happens to you all the time, man. But that's the younger generation, man. Everybody lives their life looking down. We're old school, man. We live our lives looking up. But I prefer to focus on Dylan Beavers, Sam Basayo looking good, Trevor Rogers, our boys back at the top of the rotation, Bradish. Wells, I think, looks really good.
It would have been great if I could see their at-bats. They were standing up during a Beavers at-bat and during a Basayo at-bat.
Now, I hear you, man. That there's a little bit of etiquette going on across the country, though. We're all fighting about everything, man.
But we gotta
come together, man, and enjoy the fact that we got a mulligan this year.
That's what you call it.
A mulligan.
The game still counts, Seth.
I had to pay American currency.
They didn't give us a discount for the mulligan.
I didn't get to pay in Chuck Bucks.
RIP Chuck Bucks.
Jason, last quick question. Who's the outfielder the O's are going to sign? Don't tell me, we're terrible, but like in a perfect world, who should we sign in the outfield if money weren't an issue? And don't just say Kyle Tucker because he's a doctor. Appreciate the call. Who's our dude?
I have to look. I haven't really started looking at free agent lists and stuff like that. And I don't think, I don't think they're going to sign one whatsoever. I think they sent Enrique Bradfield Jr., I know they did, to the Arizona Fall League. And if he has a good stint there, then they're going to start him in AAA next year. And they're going to say he's a phone call away. And I don't know that they're going to get rid of Heston. He might have to be in year five in Nafa. Oh, right? And so they'll say, we've got depth, because they're always talking about depth.
I think that's over.
And they're stuck with O'Neal. So, no, I don't think they're going to sign. I would be shocked if they signed a legitimate middle of the lineup outfielder. But I agree that's what they should do.
By the way, my buddy Dean, who I think has a son at Loyola.
Was he there at Loyola night?
No, he was getting a kick out of this, but he did recommend to people, that's what the Coors Light Bar is for. Like, go out to center field if you want to.
It was happening relentlessly.
Go out there, do your conversations out there.
Then even some of the kids, like some of the little kids who were sitting with me who were Sharky's friends, they liked it. So they're like, hey, down in front, it's not a cocktail party. And they were still standing up.
Oh, the kids were yelling at him? That's awesome.
Sharky dropping bombs.
No, it was no bombs. It was down in front, this isn't a cocktail party.
Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens, and they did have open locker room today. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow as they get ready for Monday. Are we witnessing Zay Flowers' breakout? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.